Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
50 years ago this week, I had a cinematic epiphany. I saw a movie that impacted me so much, I still quote from it half a century later and laugh. It's a film that fully displayed the comedic and creative genius of its maker, Mel Brooks, who's now 98 years old, by the way. For me, Blazing Saddles continues to set the standard for comedy as social satire. It's hard to imagine that 50 years have passed since my own personal screening of the comedy classic. So often our emotions in a movie theater are dictated by the people around us. If the rest of the audience is laughing, we tend to laugh too. But here's the thing. I was the only person in the theater, the old Cinema One on Secor Road, for that late afternoon showing in August of 1974. Yet I laughed so much my sides hurt. Along with the laughs, however, came the realization that Brooks was taking us all to task for our prejudices. He was a master at pushing the limits. An early scene shows several black workers on the crew who are challenged by the white foreman to sing a song they could relate to as African Americans, except he used the N-word. They break into a smooth rendition of Cole Porter's I Get a Kick Out of You. What a classic. At that point, Blazing Saddles is just getting started. Greed, avarice, gluttony, crude racial and sexual stereotypes, even the inevitable effects of eating a plate full of beans around the campfire, all are pilloried in the Brooks style. Just when you thought he wouldn't go there, he went there. Nothing was off the table in Blazing Saddles. The year 1974 was an especially creative and lucrative one for Mel Brooks. His other blockbuster that year was Young Frankenstein, a brilliant takedown of the horror movie genre. It was a classic in its own right, but in my humble opinion, it didn't rise to the level of Blazing Saddles. It's impossible to rave about the genius of Mel Brooks without taking note of another skill of his, recruiting the perfect cast. Gene Wilder as the Waco Kid, a role which John Wayne turned down, by the way. Harvey Korman as Hedley Lamarr. Madeline Kahn as the German temptress Lily von Stoop. Clevon Little as Sheriff Bart. Alex Karras as a dim-witted man-child named Mongo. Count Basie and his orchestra playing April in Paris in the middle of the desert. Despite studio misgivings about the content, the movie went on to become the second highest-grossing Western at the time, behind only Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. One of the best ways to make a serious point is with humor, something Brooks exploited brilliantly. He realized that we cannot move past our faults unless we recognize and confront them. Although I'm less certain of it now than I was in 1974, I still believe we have more that unites us than divides us. Like Sheriff Bart, for example, 15 is my limit on Schnitzelgrubens.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.